Saturday, February 15th, 2020. This is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the very frigid Chicago suburbs. Yesterday it was 11, today it is up to 22. Anyway, I appreciate you joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I invite you to visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and ScreeningSandyHook.net. And remember that during the program, you may email questions or comments to comment@Spingola.email. And I invite you to visit our chat room at Spingola.chatango.com. You may view our current, future, and past guest lineup at Spingola.com, where you will find a schedule all the way back to October 23rd, 2010. Just visit Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button on the left, choose the year and month. My guest today is Brandon Martinez. He is the author of Grand Deceptions, Zionist Intrigue in the 20th and 21st Centuries. Brandon, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Deanna.
It's been a while since we've talked.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last time I was on, to be honest. Must have been 3-4 years ago.
Yes. In fact, I posted on my schedule page a link to a lot of the audio files that we did back beginning in 2012. And right. while a lot of the links are not any longer viable, the audio files are, and that's the most important thing about that particular page. Anyway, your website is alt-right.com, and your book is great, and I've been reading it all week. Again, it's called Grand Deceptions, Zionist Intrigue in the 20th and 21st Century. When did that come out?
I put that out in 2014, 2015. So, like, it was the first edition came out 2014, and then I put out a second revised and updated edition in 2016, I think, where I added a chapter exclusively on the Kalergi plan, because the original book didn't speak anything about Europe or the immigration issue. Is almost entirely about the Middle East and neocons and Zionists and all that stuff. So it's been up on Amazon for probably about 4 or 5 years. Initially, I published with this small little publishing house in, not sure where, I think it's based in Chicago maybe, but it's in the U.S. somewhere. But I decided to put it up on Amazon, self-publish. Because, you know, obviously writing a book of this nature, nobody really is going to pay you to do that. The powers that be will pay people to try to ruin your life for writing about that kind of thing.
So, and you've had experience in that category before. Right. Yes.
And so for that reason, it's self-publishing is the only option for people like us at this point.
Right. Right. And it's still up on Amazon. And I have your most recent edition. And your book starts out with 9/11, which I think is, you laid out such wonderful comments and logic, and the events that occurred, and it's just amazing that people still believe that it happened the way that it was announced in the media. And if anybody even looks at your book or studies it or thinks about it, I just don't understand how people can accept the official, quote-unquote, version of that day. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, it's an issue that I used to write about it a lot more. I haven't really focused on it recently because many years have passed, and it's kind of become a peripheral issue that's not really affecting what's going on today that significantly. So I kind of moved away from that kind of analysis. It was definitely more relevant when I wrote the book, and I stand behind everything in the book. I don't retract anything whatsoever. I've shifted my focus more to what's happening today with the immigration problem and the Kalergius conspiracy to disfigure Europe and deface Europe and the West and turn it into a third world basket case,
right,
where Jewish elites run everything in a top-down kleptocratic manner. And they have seemed to accomplish most of their goals since that day, right? They drove Western powers into the Middle East to topple all of these regimes that Israel doesn't like. And they hoodwinked us into believing that this was in our interest to do this, when obviously it is the opposite, right? Because this was like a snowball effect, where they sucked us into these wars in the Middle East to take down these Arabic dictators. However, what the result of that was unleashing this refugee crisis onto Europe, starting with taking out Gaddafi in Libya, who was blocking a lot of these migrants, these economic migrants that were coming into Europe. And he had deals with European governments to stop this from happening. And as soon as they knocked him out, when Obama and Clinton decided to overthrow Gaddafi, that's when the migrant crisis kicked off. And then you see all of these Zionist organizations that are promoting immigration and promoting refugee open borders policies throughout the West. There's even a group from Israel called IsraAid that was stationed in Greece that was helping migrants into Europe. But of course, in Israel, they have the polar opposite position, where they block all of the migrants and ship them back to Africa. And there's videos on YouTube where you can see mobs of Israelis like pelting African migrants that are in Israel with rocks and telling them to go back home. And Netanyahu is on his pulpit calling these African migrants in Israel infiltrators, invaders, and other Israeli politicians call them cancer, and say that they need to go to protect the Jewish state, the Jewish nature of the Jewish state. Yet at the same time, they promote the total invasion of Europe. Now, why is this? Why are they doing this, right? Why do they have such a double standard when it comes to immigration? Well, it's obviously that they view white people as their principal enemy. They have some kind of bizarre revenge fantasy against whites because of all the stuff that they claim happened historically in Europe with the pogroms and the Inquisition and all of that. And therefore, they have this insane agenda to flood the West so deeply with immigration that it cannot be recognized. Again, it will be totally changed. And it seems like all of those agendas kind of coincide with each other, right? It's like the war agenda from these Jewish neocons kind of exacerbates the immigration crisis, because it sends all these refugees, and then all of these fake refugees piggyback off of that and come into Europe. And it's all pushed and prodded by the same group of people. And it's these Jewish supremacists who hate Gentiles and have visceral ideas about how they should rule the world from Jerusalem. All of these things are real, right? We're told that this is all anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, but as you've investigated for many years, as I've investigated for at least 10 years, it's all true. When you look into the details, it all is true and is even worse than people think, right?
Oh, absolutely. And then you also have it not only in Europe, but here, and it's promoted on television. Just in your face every day. It's a multiculturalism that they are attempting to establish to kind of get rid of whites and to mix us all up so that we are a multicultural society, and not only multicultural but multi-sexist, and it's just so in your face. To destroy the basic units of society, the family. And of course, this has been going on, as you've indicated too, since World War II. It started in World War II when they sent in, well, when the Soviet Union sent in their soldiers into Germany, and they were, and they also sent people from Africa into Europe, into Germany specifically, and promoted the idea of rape of any female from the age of 8 to 80. It's when you look at the entire picture, it's just devastating. And that is what people have to do, is evaluate the entire scope of what has occurred. And I've always maintained that history is prologue. If you want to know what is going on, you have to look at what has happened in the past to put it all together. You can't think within a little short period of time. And this really started with World War One, and has moved progressively forward, and it certainly has happened incrementally. But now we see the what has happened, and it's already happened, and it's
right.
pretty sad.
It's like they're basically repeating the same agenda continuously over time. It's like this tried and trusted technique that they have to break down a society that they're seeking to subjugate, and it's always the same kind of thing. So you look back at prior to Hitler coming to power in Germany, we find the same things, right? So there's an article that people can go look at in the Daily Mail. It says, the title is, Berlin was a liberal hotbed of homosexuality and a mecca for cross-dressers and transsexuals, where the first male-to-female surgery was performed until the Nazis came to power. And this was the findings of a book called Gay Berlin. And it documented how during the Weimar Republic, this is the period after World War One in Germany, where there was economic turmoil and collapse, and these Jewish subversives came in and started pushing the most debauched degeneracy on the society. I mean, it is unthinkable. Like some of the stuff that went on, it said here, there was an uninhibited urban gay sexual scene and vast homosexual subculture that flourished in Berlin under Germany's Weimar. It said sexual experimentation between the same sexes and medical advances of helping genders, quote, trapped within the wrong body in Germany more than 100 years ago shaped our understanding of gay identity today. The city's liberal years before the rise of Hitler are detailed in the book Gay Berlin. It says the science of transsexuality was founded in Berlin at the Institute of Sexual Science, where the first male-to-female surgery was performed. The words homosexual and transvestite were German innovations. Well, they used the word German, but what we should really say is Jewish. Male prostitution, homosexual bars and nightclubs, cabarets populated by gay men, lesbians and transsexuals flourished in a wild, incomparable sexual subculture that was excited yet dangerous. It was in Berlin that scientists concluded, quote, same-sex love was a natural, inborn characteristic and not merely the perversion of a normal sexual tendency.
Wow.
The Weimar Republic emerged out of the wreckage of Germany's war, etc. So this book, Gay Berlin, documents the total annihilation of normalcy in the country, right? Gender norms were being picked apart, right? They were promoting transsexuals. This is exactly what we see happening today in America, right? This is Weimar America. We're seeing drag queen story hour. We're seeing LGBT pride parades where they have these flamboyant homosexuals with leather, BDSM weird nonsense. This is the same kind of thing that they're pushing. And why, you have to ask yourself, like, why are they pushing all this weird homosexual stuff? Well, everything is designed to break down traditional gender roles, to break down the family unit, and as a result of all of that, to minimize the birth rate of whites. Because if everybody's experimenting with homosexuality and lesbianism and transgenderism, all of this is geared towards less whites being born because families are not forming anymore. You have all these people that are going gay, and everything that is normal and natural is being attacked. And that's precisely what they've done, what they did in Germany before Hitler came to power and promptly put a stop to it. And it's exactly what they're doing today in America, where there's 6 million Jews live in America, and they are at the helm of all of these agendas today, doing the exact same thing. Because with a weak Gentile population, when they are decadent and they are disturbed and they're following these bizarre fetishes, this leads to total weakness on the part of the host and can be more easily controlled, more easily manipulated and subverted. And it's precisely these kind of things that has led to every pogrom throughout history that they want to tell you was the result of just rage and irrational hatred. But obviously that's not the case. Obviously this is just a response to the subversion that they're promoting, right?
Right. And you're talking about the book by Robert Beachy, which I just posted a link to in my in the chat room. And it is very, very disturbing. And as you say, it certainly has an impact on the basic human element, family unit in society. And the problem is, too, is that they are teaching children at school in kindergarten about these kinds of things. It's disgusting. Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony.
Alrighty, welcome back.
With you and me.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Brandon Martinez. He is the author of Grand Deceptions, Zionist Intrigue in the 20th and 21st Centuries. His website is alt-right.com. And we're talking about the multiculturalism. When my friends Skyped me and said, well, what about all of the abortions? Which abortion used to be something that that the abortion clinics were usually in poorer neighborhoods, in the black neighborhoods, Hispanic neighborhoods. And now we find that many of the abortions are white abortions, that people are using abortion as a birth control method. And there have been... How many abortions have there been recently? The kill rate is unbelievable. I believe it's 60,000.
Yeah, I mean,
or 60 million.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, abortion is part and parcel of this whole cultural Marxist agenda. So you have various aspects to it. You have feminism, you have the homosexual LGBT agenda, you have abortion. Now, if you take all of those things together, what do you have? Well, you have a plummeting birth rate for white people, right? And this seems to be the goal. The ultimate end game is to make all of these things available and encourage them to participate in these things, whether it's these degenerate lifestyles, whether it's to be a transgender, cross-dresser. All of this was rightly considered to be mental illness about 50 years ago, but now it is promoted as admirable, as virtuous, and is glorified because they want you to adopt one of those things so that you don't have any children, so that you don't form a traditional family and reproduce and therefore carry on the culture, because they want to destroy the culture, and this is how they do it. There's even like a memo that came out of a Planned Parenthood from the 1960s that advocated all of these measures that they could do to reduce the white birth rate. They didn't say the white birth rate, but back then America was 90% white, so that was obviously the goal. And they said promote homosexuality, promote incentives to people to not have children, meaning like give them tax breaks,
right? Yes,
to not have children, not right. And they said promote lesbianism, promote free abortions, which they have now. And so this seems to be just another element to this cultural Marxist agenda that really originates back to that Weimar Germany period, because that was when those cultural Marxists really became active and prominent in pushing all of this nonsense on Germany at the time. You had Magnus Hirschfeld was the Jewish physician and sexologist who championed homosexual and transgender rights. He was the first guy to start promoting this as a thing. And no surprise that all of his compatriots in the Frankfurt School were also Jewish and also had a tremendous vociferous hatred of Germans, which motivated this thing. Because like in Judaism itself, all of this is seen as basically the work of the devil, right? They don't want this for themselves. They want it for the goyim, because it harms the goyim, right? It's fairly obvious that this is just an attack. And so that guy, Hirschfeld, was kicked out of Germany. The Frankfurt School was kicked out of Germany by Hitler. They went to America and burrowed themselves in various universities and got support from like the American Jewish Committee to start pumping this all out in America. And we've arrived at the death knell today with Transgender Story Hour, where these freaks are twerking in front of 5-year-olds, you know, and we wonder why like everything is falling apart. Well, you know, that's kind of what happens when you allow Jewish people to take ownership of all of the media and the academic institutions. This is what you get, you know, like this is kind of the familiar pattern that you find throughout history, you know.
Right. And your comments brought up Kinsey and his work, quote unquote, particularly I believe he started with an Indiana school, and he started promoting this and sent out all of these reports to doctors encouraging this kind of behavior. It's pretty sick. Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty. Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Brandon Martinez. He is the author of Grand Deceptions, Zionist Intrigue in the 20th and 21st Centuries. His website is alt-right.com. And we're talking about multiculturalism, the bastardization of the white race, and Weimar Germany. Where it took a real hold.
Right, it all begins there. I think it's very telling that we don't really learn anything about Weimar Germany. It's kind of left out of the history books. You know, it's not mentioned what led to the rise of Hitler. It's just assumed that he was just some. A crazy guy that came to power for no apparent reason, and didn't like Jews for no apparent reason, and all of this is supposed to make sense. None of it does, but this is what we're told. And it makes perfect sense when you recognize what actually was taking place at that time. Like Hitler's policy from the beginning was to put an end to all of this degeneracy. And so you look at the book burnings that they always trot out to demonize Hitler and the Nazis. they were burning the books of these cultural Marxists who were promoting transgender degeneracy and homosexuality and everything else that is deleterious to a society. Right? They were trying to mainstream these ideas, and they successfully did so in Weimar Germany. And Hitler came to power on the political populist ticket that he was going to stop these people from doing this because it was ruining German society. And of course, he is heavily and satanically demonized in this sense because he put an end to it and implemented traditional values in Germany, which is the based around the family unit, traditional gender roles. Now, today, feminism has taken over the West. Women are told not to have children, or at least not to have them in their 20s, but to wait till they're 30 or 40 or never. They're told to go get a career, go to college and get a useless liberal arts degree or a useless degree in marketing so that they can become a cog in the Jewish machine, instead of actually having children and raising a family in a traditional way with traditional values. You know, this is all geared towards this Jewish agenda to break down white society, because they called white society the authoritarian personality, right? This is from the Freudian stuff coming out of the Frankfurt School, was to pathologize the white male and demonize him as evil so as to make the world safe for the Jews. Like, that's what it all comes down to. We don't even really have to get more specific than that. It is a way for Jews to establish a system that they can dominate easily without much resistance, and this is it. A bunch of degenerates running around twerking and having gay pride parades and teaching five-year-olds that, you know, there's no such thing as gender, and that there are 100 genders, and that you can just seamlessly change your gender. Like, this is what they want for the white Gentiles, so that we're a bunch of degenerate losers who cannot possibly fight them in any way.
All right, and he did promote motherhood and encourage women to have children, and made it possible, just in the economic situation that he introduced, made it possible for women to be at home, to be mothers, and that is what he encouraged people to do. He also created a society in which they did not rely on credit, on bank credit, on borrowing money that included usury from banks, but he encouraged the family unit. And of course, that is all certainly not being encouraged now, because if you look at our society, the American society, most parents, both the spouses, have to work in order to just make ends meet, which is certainly planned, I believe.
Well, yeah, because when you think about it, now that women have been pushed into the workforce, they just simply don't even have time to have more than two children. And even with two children, they're having to put the children in daycare because they're chasing a career. They just don't have the time. And so this is exactly how they planned it. Push women into the workforce, force it upon them, and convince them that this is better than being a mother. And they have succeeded in doing that, because virtually all Western women go to university. They get a four-year degree at the very least, and then they pursue a career. And then very late, in a very late stage, they decide that they want to have children, but then they have problems doing so because they waited too long, and so they're left with maybe one child if they're lucky. And this, as a result, the birth rates in
hmm.
then the next century, we won't even be able to reproduce our, regenerate our population. And this is exactly how these culture Marxists have designed it, because they want to erase us completely. Right. They don't want there to be any white people or Europeans whatsoever. They want to create this coffee color mixed Eurasian Negroid hybrid race where there is no rootedness, there is no identity. It's just a consumer plebeian society of dregs and slaves. And this is what they push.
Right. And the unfortunate thing, too, is that when you do have children and you are a working parent, you really can't keep up with your children. It's difficult enough to have a mother at home and have her maintain all of the connections, all of the teaching of her children. I was fortunate enough to be able to stay at home. And it's a big job. It's a full-time job. But it was a glorious thing. I loved being a parent. I loved teaching my children. I loved reading to them. I loved sewing things for them. My whole life revolved around my children. And the joy that I felt in sharing my love with them, and it was wonderful. Those are the most glorious times in my entire life, was being a parent. And had I been working, I'm sure that it would have been totally different. And I think that, as you say, women often put off being a parent because there simply isn't enough. It's a full-time job. It is absolutely a full-time job if you do it the way that I think and others think that it should be done. And
right,
I wouldn't give up those years for anything.
Especially if you have more than two. Like, the family size back 50 years ago was a lot bigger. It was like two or it was at least two, up to five, six children, but now the family size has shrunk significantly to about one to two children, which is below replacement level. And so if this trend continues, and I don't see why it won't continue, then we're toast. I mean, our societies are done. Like, we will be replaced demographically within the next century, pretty much. I mean, we will be a minority. The predictions are now that within 50 years, white people will be a minority in most of the big Western countries. Now, not every Western country. There's a couple holdouts in Eastern Europe that still have a good demographic balance where it's like 95% white. But like in France, in Germany, in Spain, Italy, in America, Canada, Australia, all the big Anglo countries, they're projected to have white minorities within 50, 60 years. And there already are white minorities in the big major cities in the U.S. and in Canada. I know in Toronto and Vancouver, I believe whites are a minority now. And this trend will only get worse because the immigration agenda is going full throttle. And these cultural Marxist Jews and their lackeys have no intention of stopping this. They're just accelerating it, right? So you look at Canada, the immigration minister in Canada is a Somali immigrant named Hussein, who says that he's going to flood the country with more and more and more refugees and immigrants. There's just no cap on it. And they're even advocating rural resettlement programs where they're trying to convince these immigrants to go to the most rural towns that are still majority white. There's like not a single little town that these people don't want to go and destroy and make whites into minority. Throughout America, throughout rural America, throughout rural Canada and Australia, they have government programs to ensure that whites will be a minority. And that's on top of all of the advertising and the media that promotes racial mixing. You see, in every advertisement, they have the black man with the white woman, right? And this theme is repeated across movies and television shows and so forth. That you're told that this is like the ultimate progressivism, is to go outside of your race. And so we know where it is headed. It is headed towards white genocide, but that's exactly what they want.
All right. And of course, immigration is certainly a result of, well, many factors. For instance, if your country is bombed and the infrastructure is gone and there's no jobs, your family has been killed, and for instance, in Iraq, they just all but destroyed the entire country, and so people feel compelled to seek a safer, better environment. And of course, this also occurred with the pogroms in Russia early on and in the late, in 1890s and so forth. So that these people aren't just getting up in the morning and saying, gosh, I don't like my country anymore. I think I'm going to immigrate to America and cohabit with other people to bastardize my own race. Because it's not just about the whites, it's about race in general. I think that people should be proud of who they are and should take pride in their ancestry and know what their ancestry is. But when you mix it up and force people through the things that are done in their home countries, for instance, Mexico, when they destroyed the value of the peso in, what was it, 1994 or something like that, people want to take care of their families, so they're going to go where they can make some money to take care of their family. And so it isn't that these immigrants are just as much victims as the countries that they are coming to. And it seems that they send the criminal element into the country first, and then you also have to recognize what the immigrants have been taught about Americans or about whichever country they're invading. And it was under the Bush administration, the George H.W. Bush administration, that they began to publish books. In fact, they were published in Kansas, to publish books that showed bombs and these were for children. These were textbooks that were used in the schools in Iraq and in Afghanistan, where they published hate-filled books showing bombs and guns and preached hatred. Now, that's a terrible thing to do to any child, to teach them to dislike or to hate somebody else. Who would do that to a child? Who would corrupt a child's mind with hatred of other people? That is terrible. Absolutely terrible.
In terms of the immigrants, I believe that they are being used as a pawn to harm whites. So, whether they are victims or not, whether they are fleeing turmoil or not, the problem is that they are simply just a means to an end. They're being used by the globalist elites to harm us, and it really isn't a case. The situation is where you have these Western countries, they're being flooded by non-white immigrants, and the non-white immigrants are not really told that they should mix, because they mostly don't. They usually stick to their own group. but it's only whites that are told that they should mix. It's only whites that are told that they can't have pride in their heritage. So you look at, you know, Mexicans or blacks in America, they have all their own organizations that advocate for their racial group, right? Specifically for their racial group and representation in the government. They have all kinds of cultural things going on.
Go ahead. Okay, well, we're gonna go to a break. We'll be right back. I just wanted you to finish your sentence, but we'll do it when we come back. Be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
This is Deanna, and our guest is Brandon Martinez. He is the author of Grand Deceptions, Zionist Intrigue in the 20th and 21st Centuries. The website is alt-right.com, and we are talking about the multiculturalism that is experienced in so many cities. One of our listeners emailed me and said... he said that many Jewish people in Western cities aren't very happy with Arab and other Muslim immigration into those cities, although many of those people live in gated communities, they are probably less affected than those who don't. And of course, most of us don't live in a gated community, at least I don't.
I'd respond to that. So the person suggesting that the Muslim influx into the West is not good for Jews, actually it is, because you can look at the Jewish leading organizations in America after Trump became elected. These Jews and these Muslim organizations started working together. You could type in the wake of Trump, Jews and Muslims have common interests, or something to that effect. You can hear rabbis saying that Muslims are the natural allies of Jews in Europe because they share certain similarities in terms of their religion and in terms of both of them benefiting from multiculturalism, or at least this idea of acceptance, inclusion, tolerance. They're always pushing this stuff really so that they can just get more of their people over here and reduce the amount of whites. Now, Jews and Muslims have a conflict in the Middle East, and they don't agree on that. And some Muslims don't like Jews. But Jews have this insane mentality where they actually fear whites more than they do Muslims. So they're willing to bring in masses of Muslims who perhaps hate Israel, but they're willing to bring them into Europe just to destroy the whites. And you can find an article in the Jerusalem Post or one of those papers where a Israeli rabbi, he said that the Islamization of Europe is good and it is justice for what the Europeans did to the Jews. And he called for the total destruction of Christianity and of the West, and of using Islam as a kind of broom to sweep up the dust of Western civilization. So that, you know, there's no real, like, it could backfire on them, of course, but like, these people are so hateful and insane that they don't really factor a lot of this stuff in themselves. And they're just totally committed to flooding us with multiculturalism and immigration, that they don't really care who's coming, whether it's Muslims, Hindus, or black Christians from Africa. They just want as many non-whites here as possible to make whites into a minority, right?
Wow. And yet their country, I was there in 1999, and it's very restricted. The culture is very restricted as the population is concerned. Okay, we will be right back. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.